Hello, everybody.
Hi, Tom.
And God damn it. Every time. Hello, people. And welcome to another episode of Girls Night.
Woo!
Yay.
Ow!
Huh?
You just heard one of our two special guests today. That was Jonas Schrote.
That's me.
Making a special trip to Chicago. We also have my dear friend and roommate, Joshua Murphy.
First time on the podcast. It's true.
First time guest.
Yeah.
Long time listener. I don't know.
The whole 3 months you've existed.
Really quickly. We got to blow through some sponsors because these sponsors pay good money.
How much did they pay you this time?
Not anything yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm
kind
of hoping that...
Did they say they were going to pay?
They didn't, but I'm kind of... I mean, they said they're going to try their best. Who? I'm kind of hoping that they'll, like, hook me up with something. Like, if I...
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get some sort of deal.
Okay.
Our first sponsor is Grindr for Kids, where it's a site where, you know, kids can meet up on the internet and just do stuff at each other.
Gay kids.
There's also Kid Tinder.
Kinder,
yeah.
And Kindler, where Jewish kids can meet up.
What?
Kindler.
Exactly. Also, this other sponsor is more of an organization. It's the victims of 311. And we all are...
The band?
Yeah. They went on a tour that really warped some people's minds.
It's possible I've never heard a 311
song. I actually
song.
Don't know what they sound like at all. I think that...
They're like fake reggae.
Yeah. Which is the worst type of music. I don't know.
It's weird not good. It's weird that the thing itself and the exact opposite of itself can still be the worst thing.
It seems impossible.
It's
like both sides of the spectrum that are like, you don't want either. It's like when somebody's like too liberal or too Republican, like you don't want either.
Hmm.
Like both can be crazy.
Jewish.
Too Jewish or too Satanist?
I'm okay with Satanists.
Guys, I gotta tell you, I've been listening to Satanist podcasts lately. This is going to be a loose episode. We're just going to jump right in. I've been walking dogs. That's my day J. I do. I mean, that's like my dream. That's my dream job.
Say that again.
Day J?
No.
Day J?
No.
Here's the thing. I do comedy to pay the bills. We all know that. And I walk dogs as my dream passion. And I have to listen to podcasts and stuff to get through it. Josh does this too. Walking the dogs.
That's true.
Burping into the microphone.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Coming in, spilling PBR all over yourself.
I'll sober up before the show.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I have to find things to pass the time while I'm walking these dogs. So I've been searching for podcasts to listen to, and I was like, I wondered if there were Satanist podcasts.
Are the dogs already out when you get there?
What do you mean? Like
outside?
What do you mean?
Like, they're anybody, outside dogs.
Yeah.
I didn't know if anybody had let
the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. Can you edit that out?
You should never be allowed on the podcast again. Right, hold on just a second. I got to check these levels.
I'm good. You stopped.
We're back, and I'm leaving that. Welcome to Girls Night. The levels were fine. I don't know why it looked weird to me, and I'm leaving all this in there because I've been listening to Bill Burr lately, and he leaves it in there, and I want to be like Bill Burr. And now I'm editing it all out. What the fuck was I talking about?
You said
who let the dogs out, and we're leaving that part in.
No, we're not.
And
I want you guys to know that Tom handed me. We started recording. Tom handed me a piece of paper saying, I'm going to talk about dogs. I want you to make a who let the dogs out joke.
Look, I thought that you would do better with it. That is how we communicate silent notes. No, I've been bored, so I wanted to see what kind of. I wanted to see if Satanist podcasts exist because it's funny to me that these people who worship the devil are like checking sound levels and stuff like that.
And plugging stamps.com.
Yeah.
Do they have sponsors?
They didn't have sponsors, but God damn it, I wish they did.
The Satanist podcast hours brought by stamps.com.
I listened to two. One of them was this dude who said so little about Satanism. Pretty much nothing. He just talked about how black people deserve their negative image.
Boy.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was a very racist podcast. I don't remember what it was called, but it had the cheesiest Satanism logo. It was just like, it looked like he did it on Microsoft Paint.
We come to find out Tom doesn't even own an iPod. No, go ahead. These are all just his inner thoughts.
Yeah.
That would be great. It was never a podcast. I just thought all this stuff.
This voice in my head
is annoying today. I'm giving it fewer stars on iTunes. The other one I listened to was really funny because it was really evil sounding. And like the dude had a demonic voice and he had scary music. But then he just gave like relationship advice. And he sounded like Dr. Phil. He was like, you need to take care of yourself before you can take care of another person.
So he's like a Satanist, but he has good perspectives on relationships.
Yeah. It's like
sound advice.
It might be Dr. Phil. It might be
Look,
Satanist.
Remember to keep Satan in the bedroom. Keep Satan in there. Leave a pillow for Satan.
They're taking Satan out of our schools.
Satan's comfort number is 69. Or sleep number, not comfort number.
Comfort number, I like that more. You should start a competitor.
Comfort number?
Comfort business, or comfort bits. So that's what I've been up to, just looking for weird podcasts to listen to. I don't know what got me on that. What have you been up to, Joe Nasty?
Well, we were talking about bands earlier, horrible bands, and I went to the second worst concert I've ever been to in my life.
And that was
the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
How long ago was it that you saw them? Like, if you had to approximate.
2 weeks ago.
It's been about 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
Come on.
We didn't give it to him for who let the dogs out.
But I had to, like, fish for it.
Also, it's 1 week.
I know, but I was trying to get him to say. I was trying to get him to say. Look, 1 week.
I appreciate it.
No, it's been almost 2 weeks.
Since.
It's been.
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
Okay, there you go. And so you did not enjoy it?
No.
Did you think it was going to be good?
I did think it was going to be good because I love the Bare Naked Ladies. Okay. I've also talked about this on two other podcasts.
Yeah, but that's
no,
okay.
Just one of them.
We have a very specific listenership on this podcast.
What's the listenership?
The others don't. Do we have to go through this again?
I'm
partying
not,
women. 100% of the partying women listen to this podcast. Look, also, guys, remember, party to this podcast responsibly. I heard another woman caught her hair on fire partying to this. Now she's dead and her kids are starving. Don't party so hard to this podcast. Also, sewer people. Mm-hmm. We still have the sewer demographic. Mm-hmm. The iPod hasn't run out of battery yet. For you guys who don't know, an iPod fell into a sewer.
Well, it's an iPod 5, so it's all right.
It was okay. while my podcast was playing, because a lady, again, was partying too hard, she got hit by a car because she was partying so hard. I'm also going to start killing off our listeners. lady was partying too hard, got hit by a car, and her iPod fell into the sewers, and a hobo who lives in the sewer picked it up.
A subo
of sorts, and started partying to it immediately, and then it caught on. And until that iPod dies, they're my listeners.
Do they come out to shows or?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean my sewer shows.
Okay.
I've kind of come to them.
Okay.
Honestly, their emails are very mean. They're telling me I need to lose weight for the podcast.
So they're all sending emails from this one phone they have.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They're really burning through that battery. This is mostly a commercial for the iPhone 5's battery, which is not true.
I was going to say, it's not.
Well, we should just drop like a lightning, what are they called, lightning ports down there? Or what are they called?
Yeah. Lightning USB.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry I interrupted.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you can tell the story stories. Because our demographic... They don't listen to other podcasts.
Okay.
This is so just for them.
Josh Cox, Bloomington comedian, myself.
Former roommate of myself.
And Simon Weber.
Mm-hmm.
Name
dropper.
Who's in Bloomington. I'm kidding. Simon's funny.
I'm tagging him in this podcast, so. No, I like Simon.
We all went to see the Bare Naked Ladies, and I love the Bare Naked. I loved the Bare Naked Ladies when I was like in high school.
Sure.
Which is when everybody loves them.
I liked them in college.
And there were five guys in the Bare Naked Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
Ed, Tyler, Jim, Kevin, and Steve. right?
You know that people are going to listen to this, right? Nobody gives a shit.
And the main, like,
you literally could have named the five Ninja Turtles.
It would have been more interesting.
And I would have thought, like, oh, yeah. And also, there's four.
Well, unless you count Splinter.
I don't.
Okay.
I prefer not to.
So, Stephen Page is, he, like,
you know the last names too?
Yeah, Ed Robertson.
Stephen Page. I will go with you on this because Stephen Page is actually good.
Stephen Page like is Stephen good. Page,
yeah.
He's a good singer. He's mm-hmm. a good writer. All the shitty. Bare
would you
Naked
count
Ladies.
The writing of the Bare Naked Ladies songs as good writing?
I would. I would. There's some good shit, man.
No.
This is why I wanted this threesome to happen. Well, that's not
the only thing that could open for the Bare Naked Ladies. That would be worse than the Bare Naked Ladies is if Diet Mountain Dew was sprawled across the stage.
Oh, here we go with your goddamn Diet Mountain Dew vendetta.
It's meant for garbage people.
That is not true. That's sour cream you're thinking of.
I think you should.
Sour cream is for fucking
assholes. Your listenership of these Subos love Diet Mountain Dew. Plug it. That it's for true. People that want.
Hold on, before you start this, I want you guys to know, Diet Mountain Dew, this technically counts as another plug, so go ahead.
It's meant for people that go, wow, I love that acrylic, crazy metal alloy taste, but I'm
Who
washing
are
my
arguing
figure.
With?
The people
like
that drink it.
I like Diet Mountain Dew, I'll argue it.
Why are you drinking Diet Mountain Dew? Life isn't that bad, right, Tom?
Look,
I thought you were doing okay up here.
We all have vices and cities, and vice cities. Diet Mountain Dew is I enjoy it.
No,
it's refreshing.
Nobody enjoys it.
Oh yeah, then why are they selling so goddamn much?
Because it's Meth America. There's tons of filthy garbage guineas out there.
Oh, you just spilled PBR all over your shirt, and you're gonna make a point to me?
Please don't have some eye tie.
Oh, your racial slurs.
It's not racist if they're the same color as me.
I think it is.
Look, if these filthy, greasy boot country people.
Sorry, I keep interrupting your descriptor. Stephen Page isn't in the band anymore. That's what you're
getting.
Well,
I hadn't gotten there yet. He's not in the band anymore. He's not, which I didn't know going in.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the singer, like the primary singer?
Yeah,
yeah.
Primary singer.
There's two lead singers in Band.
Ed Robertson
Ladies.
And mm-hmm. Stephen Page.
Stephen Page is the one that's more talented.
Yeah.
Why did he leave?
Now it's just Ed singing.
Why did he leave?
Because the Bare Naked Ladies suck.
But he was the Bare Naked Ladies.
He was the good part of the Bare Naked Ladies. And he kind of stopped, like, when One Week and Pinch Me and all that shit.
Oh, did they have a lot of albums before that? I don't
yeah.
really know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They
well, then you can't argue that they're not good.
I kind of wanted this. I wanted this conversation to happen because I am really into, I hate the term guilty pleasure. I think it's bullshit. I think you shouldn't feel guilty about anything you like. But there's some things that you like that you're a little bit, embarrassed by. And Bare Naked Ladies is one of those bands where I still like to go back and listen to, some of Maroon. What do you guys got?
What?
As far as bands that you're like.
I don't
think you have any, do you?
No, but I watch the Today Show every morning, so that kind of nullifies any cultural point I could make.
Yeah. Jonas, you're into the Bare Naked Ladies, too. I've got a few, I think. I don't know. I'm not embarrassed by Adele.
No, Adele's great.
What are your other guilty pleasures, Jonas? Sex with a man?
Yeah.
Do you feel guilty that you're hurting Christ?
Yeah. Every time shove
Christ,
it in, I feel like Jesus is weeping.
Yeah, Christ is your power bottom during this.
I use Jesus' tears as anal lubricant.
He feels all the anal pleasure you feel, but as pain.
He feels it exactly opposite.
He's like, oh no!
Oh, quit poking me!
He feels your anal pain.
It's literally you're poking him in the eyes with your dick.
But he forgives you.
I don't want to go further into that. It was going to get a lot grosser.
I do.
No. Anyways, so the concert was bad.
The concert was bad.
Yeah.
Why was it bad?
Because it was all the shitty Bare Naked Ladies songs. They did like Brian Wilson and they did Old Apartment, which are songs that Stephen Page sings. But it just wasn't good. I think that was all like newer, shitty stuff that, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Do they have somebody that replaced Stephen Page?
No, it's just the four of them. Now Ed sings all the songs.
And Ed sang Pinch Me. Like, that's his
which
his
I still contend is a shitty song.
I like Pinch Me. It's a nice coming-of-age song. That's one of those songs
I could hide out under there.
I just made you say underwear. You know what? That you just nullified my point in one line. That's the worst line in all of music.
It is. It absolutely is.
I'll give you that. God, they say you can't change people's minds with arguing, but sometimes you can. And also, people don't say that. I just made up that quote. We just walked to the Salt and Pepper Diner, which is where John Mulaney has his great story at. And if you haven't heard it, you should look it up because it's great. But on our way there, we walked by a graveyard, and there was a toaster oven on top of a grave. I don't know why, but
it was an unkempt graveyard.
Yeah, it was also very unkempt.
Are you talking
it was
about
a dirty graveyard,
Boniface?
Down Clark.
Boniface?
Is that what it's called? I don't even
know.
It's like a
Boniface.
Jewish. It's a Jewish graveyard.
Is it Jewish?
We walked by a Jewish graveyard.
Are there that many Jews in Chicago?
A lot of Jews.
Not anymore.
Dying.
They're all.
That's a good point.
Zing. Boom. He'll be here all morning, afternoon, and evening. Yeah. Jonas and the Biz. I don't know what that is. Jonas and the Biz.
That leaves so many questions.
Yeah.
Did someone? I actually think mostly someone just wanted to get rid of a toaster.
A toaster oven.
There's a lot of.
Wait,
trash
it's a toaster oven.
Oven.
No oven.
What? No. Don't ever say that again. I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Toaster oven.
Is that how you say it?
No.
Yeah, it was a toaster oven. Yeah, it was an oven. It wasn't a toaster.
Really?
Yeah.
It was. Is that what, like? Is this what comedy's like in Chicago?
Toaster oven.
Yeah. You just change pronunciation.
Yeah,
that's what people do. That's what Chicago comedy does to you.
But wait, stay in Indiana.
I don't mean to bring this up to be offensive, but do you think it's a reference to the Holocaust? I'm not kidding. Like, it's meant to be irreverent.
Think about that.
I don't think so. There was a lot of just
that's kind of what I meant when I left it there. So I hope people get it.
There was just a lot of garbage in there. It was a really shitty cemetery.
They don't really monitor that cemetery.
No, people didn't mow it or anything.
I feel
like
no one's been in there for like 20 years.
Yeah,
it's been
maybe it's haunted.
There hasn't been a maybe there hasn't been a cemetery there.
There ain't been a dead body there in 20 years.
The unspookiest story.
That reminds me, this is kind of like the Halloween.
Ooh, spooky!
Recording 2 days after Halloween.
What if
Halloween? Halloween?
Halloween?
Halloween?
Halloween?
Oven.
So I hope nothing spooky happens on this.
Oh
episode.
God, I hope not.
That'd be terrible. What have you been up to, old Murph Dog?
I was not told that I was going to have to bring up this stuff, so I don't know.
That's okay.
I took a nice floor nap the other day.
A nice little nap.
When you found me.
What? I found you in some weird places in this apartment. Josh and I live together, and sometimes I'll find him just like sleeping behind a chair.
And I consider that bed.
Yeah. He told me I went to bed early last night. I said, did you?
And then I was passed out behind a chair.
You've got the mentality of a homeless person. You just have an apartment.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we've switched bodies. And there's a very nice young lad out on the streets.
Me and Josh have been doing this thing where we go to restaurants on Facebook. Oh, yeah. Like we on Facebook, we go to restaurant pages. And we just look at the comments to see what's fun on there. I have been doing a thing where I invite my friends to Golden Corral, and some friends I invite to like other stuff, like
sex parties,
just other restaurants.
Oh,
I should do sex parties. Is that what you said?
Sex parties.
I should do that.
I thought you were just inviting people over.
But that's a real fun way to spend your day if you're looking
sex
for
parties.
A way. Oh yeah, sex parties.
Yeah, that's a fun way to spend. Your day.
Josh posted something on which page did you do it on?
I don't know. I've done a lot. Oh, this is the first one is Cracker Barrel.
What did you post on Cracker Barrel's page? Because people go on here. There's so many comments on these restaurants' pages where people will be like, "Hey, I had a great time," or people who are like, "Hey, there's a dead animal in my food."
Yeah,
I guess technically a lot of food is dead animals. Yeah.
And they're freaked out.
Yeah, they're like, what is this? This animal's dead.
That's a hamburger, sir.
I came here to meet a cow friend. This is exactly the opposite of what I wanted.
We brought you a cow burger. But what's great about the Facebook pages is it's indicative of how good the restaurant is. Like, Cracker Barrel isn't a great restaurant, like some 5-star restaurant, but they give a shit. Mm-hmm. So they'll respond to people. But like, Shoney's could give a fuck. Like, they, like a woman like responded that like basically someone shot her in the face in their restaurant and they were no response.
It'd be worse if they did respond and they were like, well, fuck you.
$5 gift card.
I want to know why would people, I was going to propose the dumbest business idea ever.
What's that?
Which is a restaurant where they just do that shit where they're like, well, fuck you. And it's like, well, why would people come to that?
They have those kind of restaurants.
There actually is a place in Chicago where they're mean to you. I forgot about that.
It's like a 50s diner place.
Yeah. They just have like an attitude.
Those are all over the place, I think.
Yeah, and they call you a pussy. No, they don't do that.
I don't think they can like do that. They can be like,
no,
what's
you walk in, they go, what do you want, faggot? You're going to fag burger, you little asshole?
Jonas has a bit where he says God hates figs. That why we shouldn't tell this story. On the way back from on the way back from Salt and Pepper, we came up with a character.
Don't touch me.
Who, you know how Jonas has a bit where he says in the Bible it says God hates figs.
Yeah.
Not God hates fags. And I was doing an impression of a person watching his show and it's like, no, he hates figs and fags. He can hate both.
He's got enough hate for everybody.
He could hate both. Stupid. It was so dumb. Anyways.
What were we talking
about? We were talking about what you wrote on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
No, I don't care. Totally, I just totally forgot what we were
talking
about.
It's a weird episode, but I like it.
All right, so there's a lot of very concerned people on Cracker Barrel that they don't care for the service they got, or they just want to know like if the talking parrot is in the old country store this week. But this woman wrote, Anne Wass wrote, had a complaint a week ago, sent through the website, haven't got a message yet. Does it usually take this long? So I wrote, Anne, I commented on her post, Anne, I sent a complaint about a month ago myself. All they sent me in reply was a picture of a cat with a Hitler mustache. I hardly felt like that helped. I felt that I deserved a response after my experience there. I ordered the oatmeal and a guy named Darren just came over and threw up in my hands.
Did you get a response from anybody?
I got a response from a guy named Gary and he said, call them on the phone. And I wrote,
you'd have that experience and then need to.
And then I wrote, I will, Gare Bear. I will.
Did you respond to Gare Bear?
Yeah. No, but I just wrote, that's the last thing I said. I will, Gare Bear.
That's great. That's
but then really I, great. For Shoney's, I wrote something, and they could care less.
Yeah, they didn't respond. Was it a little along the same lines?
Yeah. No, it was different. It was just like, it was just a complaint, but it was, I have it right here, actually. What I wrote was, I don't know why I wrote this. Yesterday, my big family and I, because in my mind, they were fat, but I wrote big family.
I like that they're big people and not a large group of people. Yeah.
My big family. And I forgot I wrote it wrong. My family and I ate at Shaney's.
Which is what it should be called.
The food was great and all, but when I gave my daughter a quarter to play the claw machine, she wanted an Obama sticker. You should be called Shaney's.
Is that what you wrote at first? You called them Shaney's?
No, I
called
them Shaney's.
Oh, okay.
And then Shaney's.
That's pretty
And
great.
I said, I have raised a proud conservative family. I will not let her play any claw machine anymore anywhere.
That's real great.
No response.
I wrote, I decided to go to Jurassic Park's page. And I wrote, if Jurassic Park is real, then why isn't it in the Bible? And I got a response from some dude who was like, it is. You need to reread the Bible. They just didn't have a word for dinosaurs. They just didn't have a word for it. This guy was being serious, and he clearly didn't read that I wrote Jurassic Park, not dinosaurs. And I was saying that Jurassic Park is real. And so I wrote, what are you telling me they didn't have a word for, what's
for
the
Ian?
No, the name of the actor.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, he's saying they didn't have a word for Jeff Goldblum either. Seems a little convenient. No response.
See, I would have thought, like, a big, like, atheist would get on there first and be like, what isn't fucking real or something. But it's weird that like a conservative Christian jumped on that on the Jurassic Park page.
It's very, and was like defending it.
Yeah.
But I think like a lot of people are so like programmed to defend the Bible.
Yeah.
And clearly I was saying nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty great.
But they're just on board.
Yeah.
We at the winery I work at, we do like a mulled wine, which is like a spiced.
Hold on,
wine.
I just said the weirdest thing, and it sounded like a catchphrase. I said, "Pet that rooster." I realized nobody can hear.
Is that what you said?
I was moving the placemat.
There's a little rooster. There's like a rooster
no
statue.
Rooster. There is no rooster.
But I am going to make that my catchphrase. Like, go ahead, pet that rooster. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead and pet that rooster.
Anyway.
Here's what roosters sound like.
Try that one more time. God damn it, can I talk?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Just move the microphone to your mouth when
to
you
cough. Yeah. Hold on, I gotta cough.
I should clear my throat, guys.
Oh no.
Go ahead and pet that rooster.
So we make a mulled wine, and we have a peach wine, which is new.
Yeah.
So we were mulling the peach wine.
Sure.
And it tastes like peach cobbler or whatever.
Right.
And so one time I slipped up and I told somebody that it tasted like cherry cobbler, and they didn't say anything. So for the rest of the day, I just kept saying, this is our peach wine. It tastes like cherry cobbler. And no one responded at all.
Yeah.
No
one
was, anyway, so I thought it was fine.
Well, thanks for coming on,
nice,
Jonas.
Very nice.
Sorry, guys. I thought that was going to be really funny and whatever.
That's been another pet your rooster.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting emails. My friend has been forwarding me his Subway emails. Whenever Subway emails him. Like, and I get the
Who's
same
the
emails.
Who's the friend?
Jared.
Oh, okay.
You guys.
Well, we should clarify. Not Jared from Subway fame.
That'd be insane. No, we should clarify. It is Jared. He keeps emailing me pictures of his pants. I don't know if it's supposed to be like a joke. How about these pants? These are real big, huh? I used to could wear these.
Still kind of fat.
Yeah. Yeah, he could lose a few more pounds.
Yeah, that's the thing.
To my taste. Hey, Jared, why don't you switch to eating like a salad? No, he sends me emails. He forwards me Subway emails. So I'm going to do something. And listeners, you can't tell anybody about this. He doesn't listen. So I'm going to do a thing where I go to KFC's site and register him for their email. But I'm going to do it under Josh Cox's name.
So it looks like he did it?
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. Josh Cox, double mention.
Can I mention a prank I've been doing?
Yeah.
This is something you know, but I don't think Jonas has heard this, that when we went home, we went to Bloomington like 2 weeks ago. My dad is like a big rep at Otis Elevator, and he sends a lot of emails through his phone because he's constantly traveling, but he wanted that thing at the bottom to be taken away that says sent from my iPhone.
Yeah.
And so he's like, how do I, like he got tired of actually just deleting it, so he wanted it like so it wouldn't ever be there. So I went in and changed it. But instead of deleting so it doesn't say anything, what it says now when he sends an email is, we got the packages or whatever. Steve Murphy, head of shipping and receiving Otis North America. Then it says, ham is the best meat.
That's
and that's what it says. Yes. And he doesn't know how to get rid of it. And it makes me so happy.
Oh, boy.
So he's fired now. And we're,
that's good. Starving family and stuff. Like we said before, it is Halloween, and I really hope that nothing spooky happens.
Oh, God, I hope.
Oh, no!
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
The lights are out!
Oh, my goodness.
Holy shit.
A lightning.
Tom's
just struck Tom.
Tom's dead.
He's eviscerated.
Guys, welcome to Girls Night with Jonah Schroth.
Hey! Hey.
My guest is Josh Murphy.
Hello.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going really good. Oh, it appears to be a knock at the door.
God damn it.
What's going on? What, who is
hello?
This?
Hello? Is it safe here?
I feel like I know you from somewhere.
I'm
safe from what?
I can't get into it yet. I just have to make sure it's safe first.
I mean, we're
I
just in
don't
our
see
apartment.
The crate. I guess it's safe.
Could you stop? Could you move our friend's dead body first?
Yeah, I'll shovel him out of the way.
Shovel him out of the way?
Yeah.
Well, just grab our floor shovel. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I thought that was funny, but I'm really scared now.
Okay.
I just need a safe haven. Man. You might recognize me from TV. I'm Jeff Dunham.
Oh, my goodness. I thought that was you. You're the Musketeer.
The Monsters.
A puppeteer.
What?
Puppeteer.
Mouseketeer.
That's what
I mean. Well, I guess I have had people call me a puppeteer before, but I don't get it. What does that mean?
You use puppets to say what you really want to say on the inside.
Is that what people think about me?
Yeah, I mean, you're horribly disliked amongst the comedy community.
Oh, that's bad.
Yes, that is bad.
I wonder why no one would help me.
Help you? Or do you need help?
Isn't it obvious?
I don't think so.
These monsters show up every night. They put a gun to my head. They make me put my hand across their backs and take them on stage with me. I used to be a respected comedian. God damn it. I used to go speak my words of funny.
Wait,
not
these
anymore.
Puppets are real?
What do you keep calling them puppets for?
I mean,
these are monsters.
So these are sentient beings.
Yes! Peanut is going to kill me if he ever hears this.
Where did you find these things?
Where did they find you?
Every night, they make me put my hand in their asshole.
Whoa. That actually sounds kind of hot.
And they speak their hate words and their stereotypes.
Why do they need you? Are you some kind of force?
They're not very tall.
So it's a matter of staging.
It's just convenient for them, mostly. They need me to stick my... And they get off. It's sick. Why is what I asked once. Never again.
So just once, and then the rest of the time
once,
you're like...
And then I kind of just went along with it.
Yeah. Do you
get a cut of the paycheck at all?
Yeah, they let me keep about half of it. I'm living pretty
That's
well.
That's pretty fair, actually.
Yeah, they're actually
all you have to
pretty,
do is fist
pretty
some
good.
Monsters.
It's like a union thing. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It turns out I'm cursed. I said, why me? I used to ask once.
Just once?
Just once.
Okay.
I asked why me once. Just that one time.
What happened?
They beat me. Oh, and Jesus. I found out the horrifying truth. Peanut and the old man.
Who's the, like, the
and the jalapeno one who's stick.
The jalapeno one's cool.
Arguably the most racist character.
He's the most racist what about- one, but he's actually pretty cool. He still hits me.
Uh-huh.
He still beats me, but...
He rubs his fingers in your eyes.
They threaten my family.
There's a question that I've always wanted to ask, because you're a very famous comedian.
Thank you.
Like, with all your puppets. How much of your act is improv?
It's honestly... they're doing most of it, and it's getting kind of old. They do the same shit every night.
Okay.
So my part's always improv, because they put a gun to my head.
Oh, yeah. See, you do look rather terrified on stage.
If you look closely, I'm twitching a lot. My mouth looks like it's sort of moving, but that's me twitching because I'm terrified.
I'm pulling up a still right now. There does seem to be a gun at your head at all times. Red dot on your forehead.
No one has ever helped me. I escaped just now. They're sleeping.
Why don't you say anything on stage about it? That seems
Are you
like
kidding
a lot
me?
Of people.
They'll fucking kill me.
They can't kill you in front of a bunch of people.
Yes, they can.
Oh, my God.
They've done it before.
Oh, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Do you remember Rodney Dangerfield?
No. Oh, he had that famous puppet act toward the end of his career.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the end of his career.
No, he was a puppet.
Oh.
Who was controlling him?
A midget, a little man.
What was his name? His Christian.
Crawled up in his asshole.
What was his name specifically?
You're not going to believe this. Bill Cosby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Bill Cosby is a muppet.
It wasn't Bill Cosby, but it was just a...
His name happened to also be Bill Cosby.
That's fun.
I'm assuming you guys want to know what's happening, why this is happening.
You know what? You go ahead. You seem like you had something you wanted to say.
Well, I guess... I thought that the world would be fascinated by this, but...
it's interesting.
Turns out my ancestors made a pact with the devil...
And, oh, cool!
Yeah, there's a made a pact that they wanted to have. My uncle was bald, And he didn't want to be bald anymore, and he made a pact with the devil.
He made a pact with the devil?
To get his hair back.
Get his hair back?
Yeah.
Like, was it even good hair or just hair?
It was just hair, and the devil really fucked him. He made it pubic hair. It was really gross.
That is really gross.
But because of that, I'm cursed to...
So the deal was life, that if the devil...
demons.
The devil gives him hair, then... Was it your?
Then his brother's firstborn child
would be tortured by puppets.
Would be tortured. He didn't say what kind of puppets, so he didn't think it'd be that bad. Back then, lamb chop was really big, and everybody thought that.
wait. So, is the devil really into puppets? Then
the devil loves puppet humor. He thinks there's nothing funnier than a guy who's a nice guy with asshole puppets. He thinks it's hilarious.
What else is the devil into?
The devil likes sixes. What do you think that is?
I think it's just the pizza guy. I'm going to go check on it.
Did you order a pizza?
Yeah, everything's going to be fine, Jeff. Don't worry. Nobody knows you're here.
Hola, Jeff.
Oh, no. You said Jonas promised me it would be fine.
What are you doing here?
Hey, jalapeno. What's up? Just hanging out on a stick. How's it going? I'm just...
It's going good, Jeffrey. Why are you here?
Oh, I'm just doing a podcast to promote the new tour.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm trying to...
You didn't sneak out because...
No, I didn't sneak out at all.
No, you wouldn't do that. Now, would you?
Why would I sneak out and then rush to a podcast?
That does seem ridiculous. But not out of order.
Look, I'm just going to come clean with you. I can't live this lie anymore.
Okay, cool.
That was easier than I thought. Look, I think me and you should join up together.
Okay?
You're the only reasonable one out of the bunch. Peanut and the old man. I think they're gonna try to kill us.
Why do you think this?
I heard them talking in the night.
About what?
They think that they can do the show on their own. They think they don't need me anymore.
They need me, of course.
No, just the two of them. They know that they're.
But I'm a well-developed and fleshed-out character.
What about Ahmed the Terror?
Some people think
we don't care about him.
Some people think you're just a stereotype that
Key Mios Dios.
No, you're not a stereotype at all.
Apparently people think that I'm using you to get out my racist thoughts and jokes.
Arriba.
But clearly I'm just a dude. You know that.
I know, but we all make sacrifices, Joffrey.
What sacrifices have you made, Jalapeno?
I had a family. This is even my real voice.
Jalapeno, what?
Wait, huh?
I was captured.
Weave us your woes. Is that what I'm saying?
No.
Well,
it is
pet
no.
That
I will pet my rooster for you. In the words of my people, caca. I was taken. I was taken from my family. I had a nice life. I built horses.
You built horses?
Yes.
Just to be clear, you were a jalapeno in this other life.
Mm-hmm.
Jalapenos build horses?
Mm-hmm.
You were
long ago.
You were a sentient jalapeno?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fucking come up here and take our horse building jobs.
It is tough down there.
Working American.
It is tough. We built horses.
Okay.
We came up. I was trying to raise a family. And then a man comes to me. A man named Peanut. And he says... I'm a monkey, kind of. And he says,
that's how he opens up.
That, yeah, he introduces himself. That's how he introduced himself to me, with a bat to the head.
He promised you work in America, yes? He promised me all the work I could have.
Sure.
He promised me he'd put me on a stick on Broadway.
Why did he want you? Did he tell you?
He said.
Do you see the music in you?
He saw the music in me.
He did say that?
Word for word.
He said, I see the music in you. I think together we can really pet that rooster.
He said that. And milk that macaw. And he said, come with me to him.
Did you say milk that macaw?
Don't worry about it.
I like
it. It's a saving.
That's his saying.
Okay. And he took me to America.
Sure.
And I saw the Great White Way. I thought I might be in the musical man. Music man.
The musical man. I know that.
It was an off-Broadway interpretation of the Music Man.
Sure.
In the Wizard of Oz.
Unlicensed.
It's
Boz Skaggs.
I was going to say it was an autobiography about Tom Bosley.
No, it's...
From Happy
Days. The music of Boz Skaggs. But anyway, one day, he took me to the fair campus grounds of Ball State... And he, there's no time for jokes, Jeffrey. It's no time. And he made me. He made me say horrible things about my people.
Oh, no. What did he make you say?
Horrible things. Like, I'm a Mexican.
That is pretty horrible.
And then
okay. That's racist.
He paid me only $70,000 to $75,000 a show.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jalapeno. That is pretty fair. Did he put a gun to your head?
Yes.
Oh, no.
El pistola.
Well, yeah, no need for that language. I don't know why I'm taking over the podcast. You'd think that. What is the name of this podcast again?
Girls Night with Jonah Schrodt.
Jonah Schrodt, that's.
But hey, you
doesn't
guys
feel are, natural.
You have a good back and forth. I'll just let you guys
maybe know. We could take over this podcast and start our own thing.
Yes.
You guys have a comedy career together. You know that,
that
right?
That is true. But
we do have a rapport.
Look, I should get deeper into this.
Into my butt?
Well, it's usually. Yeah, I guess I could do that later. They're going to Peanut and the Old Man and I guess Ahmed maybe, the terrorist guy. They think that they can kill us and do this on their own and that they can explain to people the whole scenario that they're really aliens that are going to entertain them. And they can preface the show with that for about 20 minutes and then they can get into their act and still make people laugh.
They think they do not need us.
They think they don't need a human anymore.
But what will they use?
Society has progressed past humans.
That these will be all puppet audiences?
Yes. Yes, the puppets are taking over.
You're saying there is a puppet conspiracy.
Look, Mr. Jalapeno.
On a stick.
I think we should leave.
It's Mr. On a Stick.
On a Stick.
Senor On a Stick.
I think now is the time for us to run.
I see a door. Will you take my stick?
Yeah, I'll put my hand in your butt and fly away.
Please take me. I can't go anywhere.
Why are you guys whispering?
Because they'll hear us.
Okay.
Do you hear that?
Shit.
That's us leaving.
Fly away.
Bye, guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jonas.
Goodbye.
Don't tell anyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, hey, guys. Goodbye. Yeah, it didn't turn out to be the pizza guy at all.
You were gone for a long time.
I know. I just, it was really weird. I thought it was
guys, how's alive. It going? Oh.
What happened?
I feel like I've been gone for so long.
Did something normal happen? What happened?
Well, that was spooky. I am a ghost. I'm the third ghost.
Oh, I forgot you died.
Yeah, I am the third ghost that we've had on the podcast. And it is possible that that's the dumbest thing we've ever done.
Yeah, sure is.
I don't know how that editing is going to work, but somehow we'll make it work. My favorite thing is that the stick showed up and then Josh just never spoke again.
Well, I was trying to get the pizza.
That's true. You had to figure out that whole pizza thing.
This is how that is going to come out after editing. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be, I'll get the door and then... Oh, hey, guys. It's Josh. I'm back again.
I would like to note that there will be no editing, and that all actually just happened.
Talk about you being a ghost at all?
Yeah. I mean, we could get into it.
A
I mean, I'll be ethereal. That's the main thing that I'm going to do.
I mean, like, are you going to... Like,
Tom just learned that word today.
Yeah, I said I didn't learn it. I just had never said it out loud before. I said ethereal.
Are you going to like go on Ghost Tender, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to see if Ghost Tender...
Is there Ghost Tender?
Yeah, sure. There's Tinder in hell.
What's hell? Did you go to hell?
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
You don't listen to Satanist podcasts and then go to heaven. it's not so bad. It's, you know what? Most of it is, you know what? We've already done this on this show. I just realized Dave Britton did this.
What?
Or we had him describe what hell is like.
Oh, really?
But, all right, guys.
If I play the same three chords.
We took a little break there.
You just yawn and say, woo-hoo, it's all been done.
This is why they won't give you a podcast, Jonas.
That's why Chris Hardwick won't give you a podcast.
It's all been done. I could do an entire podcast about the Brand Naked Ladies.
Can you?
Like, no, I can't.
There are people clamoring for it.
I know this isn't recorded, but I woke up one day and I thought I had a great idea of where we just we go through every episode of Friends and talk about it.
Someone's doing that with Saved by the Bell.
Really?
April Richardson. It's called Go Bayside. I think it's April Richardson.
That's a good idea.
Well, like I said, it makes sense because it's such a garbage show.
I hated that show. Really quickly, we're going to wrap this bad boy up because it has been all been done today. I got an email from a big, big piece of shit. A big old dick princess, as we call our listeners. Sorry.
Shout out to Melinda Cashner.
From now on, no. It was originally...
Melinda Cashner, 2 minutes ago, said, ooh, give me a shout out that doesn't involve dicks.
Really? Too bad. Melinda Princess is the...
Melinda Princess.
Melinda Cashner is the original dick princess.
That's how she is in my phone, Melinda Dick Princess.
But from now on, we're calling all the listeners dick princesses. So if you like this podcast, if you're listening right now, you're a big old dick princess. Anyways. Sorry. The dick princesses are clamoring.
I like to think of myself as not a dick princess.
Not yet a dick queen.
Queen, yeah.
I'm not a dick princess. I'm a dick
princess. All right, that was real stupid. I got an email
as opposed to all the hard hitting issues you tackle on this show, Marin.
Today in the garage we've got Josh Murphy and Jonas Shrope. In the garage. I got an basically what I wanted to say is I got an email from a listener and it turned into that. And the Dick Princess John Handcuff says he sent me an Amazon review because we often read Amazon reviews on this show that we find humorous. He sent me a review for Haribo gummy candy. It's gummy bears. They're sugar free. And he sent me a page of the 1-star reviews. And here's the beauty of the 1-star reviews for these gummy bears is every one of them. And there are over 100. Every one of them is about the fact that you'll be shitting for 24 hours if you eat. At first I read one and I was like, all right, that was gross. Like, I get it, you're making a joke. Because he says it's been given very high reviews. This guy's 1-star review says, if you want to spend 24 hours in the bathroom, eat a handful of these. What's so evil about them is that they come in the guise of cute little gummy bears.
Like, so it feels like it's a
Trojan
trick.
Horses, yeah. Of shit. There's literally hundreds. So if you want to, if you enjoy toilet humor, you can go through and read some of those Haribo gummy bears. I decided to look up Ouija boards on Amazon and see what kind of 1-star reviews I could find. And the 1-star reviews bounce back and forth between people who are saying that this is bullshit and it doesn't work, and other people who say, run away, there are demons in this board. They're very concerned. There are multiple people who say that this Ouija board, which is made by fucking Hasbro,
yeah.
They're saying that it's ruined their lives. They're saying they've had miscarriages from it, which is really, like, disturbing. Yeah, that's pretty dark. And then people who are just saying that, like, hey, now this demon won't leave my house. It's really annoying.
It would be kind of great if it was totally real. And like Hasbro knew about the devil and like just totally was manufacturing these.
That's
knowing.
We talked about, yeah, they're ruining people's lives. Well, on episode maybe 5 or 6 of Girls Night, one of the earlier episodes, we got into Ouija boards because they blow my mind. In that people buy them with the belief that this is going to happen. Like they've got a demon factory.
They buy socks and the devil board.
There's a dude whose job it is to wrangle demons all day. And he comes home and he's like, oh man, today was rough at work. The demons made me remember that time I accidentally starved my hamsters and they all died.
Wait, accidentally starved his hamsters?
Yeah, sometimes you forget you own hamsters.
What do you think a Ouija board is, Tom?
I don't know, man. I'm not saying that the Ouija board made him do it. I'm saying, like, the demons made him do that. Like, they make you think about bad stuff, probably.
Okay.
It would be bad to be a Ouija board tester. Like, somebody's going to test these Ouija boards.
Spend all day just talking to
demons.
This demon sucks. Throw this board away. But yeah, people are saying these people are saying that their lives are ruined by a demon who's in their home. And they're just bored by the demon. They're like, they're annoyed by this demon.
How great would it be?
How do you survive when you believe in demons anymore?
If one demon, all he did instead of like haunting your family or putting a curse on your child, just ruined like Breaking Bad and then for you, like when you, because what you do is you move like that triangle,
yeah, yeah.
And it just says like it just says everything that happened, and, like at the end of Breaking Bad,
or like or like The Wire. That would be pretty great.
That's funny.
What a dick demon.
This demon's just catty. Just being a bitch today. All right, guys. Do you have any final thoughts you want to leave the dick princesses with?
Let go and let God.
Again, with the let go and let God. This is a religious podcast. It's for Christians.
That party.
That party and super
and
people.
Dick princess. And dick princess Christians.
Yeah.
Josh? I'd like to plug the race war, as I always do.
Plug that race war.
Upcoming race war.
Watch out for the race war. It's coming.
NBC's 7 p.m. Wednesdays.
That would be great if there was a reality show. The race war. Thank you guys for listening, as always. You can email us at girlsnightbrady@gmail.com. And I was going to say you can like us on Facebook, but... just like Golden Corral instead, because we don't have a page. In fact, I'm going to start posting all of our updates on Golden Corral.
Steal their listenership from the Golden Corral podcast.
Golden Corral, you may like...
I'm too lazy to create a Facebook page, so I'm just going to take over theirs.
Please do.
All right, I'm really going to do that, so look out for that. Thank you guys for listening. Have a lovely girls' night. Stay beside.